coming from the oil country, coming down the coast, and also coming.
How long they can stay in the water?
If it's warm weather, they can stay all day.
Acha.
In the cold weather, a few hours. They put on these black suits made out of a certain fabric. It's called a wetsuit. They're able to stay in the water much longer. Insulates the body from the cold water.
What?
Yes.
What that thing?
These gentlemen? Sir, we tell them, yes, we surf in the ocean of Bhakti-rat.
Karma bandha fast, word of prayer. Asata vilas, material enjoyment, being implicated in unnecessary action. If people are satisfied, then meaning that these things were not go into the ocean, find out oil, then bring it in the boat, then distribute it. So it's all a plan that this kind of civilization, they think it is advanced and leave very plainly minimizing this unnecessary activity. They think it is not so
primitive.
Primitive, yes. But primitive meat eating is continued. That is not to stop. Limiting, drinking, and meat eating.
Is this misdirected? And simply based on sense gratification. Has no purpose. So people may question us that we're putting forward a civilization which India had practiced for thousands of years.
Why do you speak of India?
Well, because when we speak of Vedic culture, at least contemporarily speaking, people think of India. Even a few hundred years ago, all the Acharyas.
Well, that's India. Yeah.
So the point is that they criticize that how we can preach such a civilization to the Western countries is even it's not working in India today. Although theoretically it's perfect.
No.
Practically.
Practically, because you have preached your culture in India. Therefore they have lost their own. The Western, the British has had for 200 years and they preached, their policy was to kill the Indian culture. Because their report of Lord Macaulay, after studying Indian situation, the report was to the Parliament that if you keep India as Indian, then you will not be able to rule over. So therefore, there was a regular policy to kill Indians. And because they were on the governing power, they could do it. Therefore, India lost its own culture and victimized by those. This is it. Just learning how to eat meat, how to drink wine, how to dress them with coat and pant, how to go to the hotel, illicit sex, these things are
imported.
In India it was unknown. They did not know in our childhood as well. They did not know how to drink tea.
Tea?
Yeah.
Sure.
Nobody would drink tea. No family.
Yes, sir.
And for drinking, drinking tea, drinking wine, regular propaganda was done. There was a tea taste committee. When these foreigners, they began to grow tea in India. In the beginning for exporting to Europe and America. Later on, they began to pay some tax to the government that was known as Tea Cess Committee. The Tea Cess Committee, in order to popularize drinking tea, they used to hold stalls just like here in park and public places. And they would prepare very tasty tea and distribute free.
Free?
Yes, and advertise. If you drink tea, then you will not feel very much hungry, your health will be improved, and so on, so on. In this way, they distribute pamphlet and giving free, just like we distribute prasadam. They used to distribute very tasteful tea. People liked it. Then they began to drink. Vigorous performance. And culturally, in our school days, they wrote one Mr. N. Ghosh. He bribed by the Britishers. He wrote one book, England's Work in India. So, all the, that's like Sati Rice.
Sati Rice.
Yes. That later on, after the death of husband,
yes.
In some places, the wife was forced to go to the bath. So, the British have stopped it, and they introduced railway for going to the pilgrims and so many. They constructed bridges to make easy to go from one country to another. And people took it very seriously, that British government very rank. And they were publishing an outside country that India is uncivilized. We are making them civilized. And And as soon as they are civilized, then we hand over the charge to them. And our so noble people. And they are exploiting.
Yes.
Our raw materials was being taken away. And this necessities of India, especially cloth, was being supplied. And the local weavers, their hands cut up. So,
was England thinking that so long?
And everything, but just like Jawaharlal Nehru, he began a first class victim.
First class?
Victim of European propaganda. He used to take anything Indian back. Anything Indian. Not only he, later on, all the so-called educated person, they took it for granted that whatever is done in London, that is first class. And whatever is Indian original, that is all bad. And they controlled the native princess. So many big history. How they killed Indian original culture. Then Hindu-Muslim rights, friction, fighting between Hindus and Muslims, and dividing them.
You said that the British instigated the Muslims.
Yes.
How did they do that?
Nowadays you pay somebody and he'll do anything. So they appointed this Jinnah. He found that he's a very intelligent lawyer. He was in the Congress. So, there was dissension, there must be. So, once this Jinnah was to be the president of the Congress, and the Patel, he frustrated. So, Jinnah being a family, and at this moment, the Britishers took him. He was a very intelligent barrister. So, he instigated that you form a party, Muslim League, and whatever money is required for propaganda, we shall pay. So, regular subscription was raised from all big British companies, mercantile, to pay whatever money. You organize the Muslims against the Hindus. And he did it.
Jinnah, he was a Muslim.
He was neither Muslim nor Hindu.
Jesus.
He was an intelligent barrister coming from the... His father means... not real father. His father was Parsi. And he kept for Mohammedan God. So, the Jinnah is the issue of this Hare Krishna.
No. Sorry, I asked you this. Yeah, I'll use the mic. So,
if you make propaganda and pay money to go against the Hindus and incite them, gradually develop. And the money was being paid by the British. And he saw that money is coming. He had no feeling national or we wanted money. But money you can purchase anything nowadays.
Why did the British build all so many railroads?
Huh?
Why did the British build all so many railroads?
Drawing raw materials from villages. bring it to the Calcutta Bombay port and export to their country. Because that country does not produce anything. Starling is still. England, London is mentioned by importing goods from Africa, India, here. There are no food. They can grow some potato, maybe potato. That was the reason of expanding their empire. They had no food at home. England. They are manufacturing cotton cloth. That cotton was not grown in the country, but from Egypt. They manufactured things in such a way. In America also, they wanted to do that, but Americans, just understanding separation, George was. America, I have heard that each family was to maintain a British soldier. No, that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And they brought tea from India and other places and sell it in America. Their whole policy was they exploit the whole world and bring money in London. And one who will do that, he will be honored by the state, given the earl of some small village, it is not like earl of this for this man, then Lord of peace. If you 2 acres of land and he's Lord of Transport. And they will be given big posts, governor, viceroy.
Why did Nehru, though? He was so closely associated with Gandhi.
Huh?
And Gandhi was for getting the foreign products out. Why did Nehru go so much against that policy? Why did Nehru?
Nehru, he was searching after some big post. That's how. All these political agitators, they want the big post, that's all. You give them book post, big post, and they reject. There is no one agitated. Political agitators mean they want some price post from the government, that's all. Make them some minister and they live. No more, thank you.
But he is considered to be a very religious man in the eyes of the masses.
Oh.
Nehru.
Nehru?
Yes. I know one Gujarati school, they have a book. And in the book, it's taught that Gandhi Nehru. Yes.
That is Prabhupada.
the last 50 years or so that, especially that Indian culture, has been squashed or perverted by the British. Is that because of mass communication, Prabhupada?
Hmm?
Is that because of mass communication?
Radio
and things like this.
Yes, if you want to make mass communication, you can do anything. Due to industrialization or intelligent man, they came in the city. In the village, it was desert. So, there was no improvement in the village, and people preferred to come to the city. Means industry, business. So, India's basic principle was village life.
Yes.
That is lost. The intelligent class man, Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, they left villages for earning more money in cities. And only Shudras, less intelligent class, are men, less than Shudras, very men. What they will do? The village become desert. Still, he'll go and see in Indian villages, especially in Bengal, so many big palatial buildings, they are land vacant.
In the villages?
Yes. Because the proprietor left, and the poor cultivators, Shudras, they are accustomed to live in cottages. India's civilization was based on village residents. They would live very peacefully in the villages. In the evening, there would be Bhagavad Katha, they would hear. That was Indian culture. They had no artificial way of living, drinking tea, meditating, and wine, and he said, no, everyone was religious and satisfied by hearing what we are just introducing, Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Puranas, and these simple plans. Keeping cows. Village life, as it is exhibited by Krishna, Vrindavan. Krishna, if he likes, he could have lived in the cities. The education was meant for teaching people to hate everything.
Hate everything Indian.
That was the policy of education. So as soon as one became graduate and educated, he began to hate everything Indian original. And if you get some clerks, business, service in some office, and his likes. That is still going. Our car is here.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Preparing become a caste, man. They do everything nonsense and steam demons about. You can introduce the Eurasian very culture in this Europe and America. You have understood, you can introduce. By this material civilization, they will never be happy. And it is risky that they do not know. They do not believe in the transmigration of the soul. So he just thought, just like this, elderly person, how they are wasting time.
Just sitting on the beach.
Not only sitting there, they have no other engagement, they do not know how human life should be utilized. They do not know. They are simply taking consideration of the body, running, or skating or being somewhere, but they have no other engagement. They do not believe that there is soul and that soul's business is first business. They do not know this. Neither they do accept. They are under nature's law, very simply, explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Devina Sunja Sabi Komar Luna. The nature's law, you have to change your body. It is evident. It's still evident. The changing body every moment, and they say a big professor that after the body is finished, this is Abhyan. And that is going on as education. Whole world. It is folly to be wise, where ignorance is bliss. The whole world is in ignorance. So, we are giving them wise instruction. They are thinking these people are crazy.
How were the leaders of India so weak when the British first occupied that they allowed this all to take place?
There was no Indian in there. That was occupied by the Mauryans.
Oh.
They were the people. Besides that, Indian mass of people were never trained to become nationalists. They thought, let anyone become king. It doesn't matter. We let us live peacefully and whatever due tax we shall pay. That's when the Mohammedans came, the people did not think that these are foreigners. It doesn't matter, Mahavira or Hindu. They did not think so fast that gradually it will deteriorate. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he has favored the British government because they did not interfere with the religious affairs.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
time.
Over the Muslims?
No, the Britishers. The Muslims interfere.
Yes.
They wanted to propagate Islamism. Not all, some of them. But Britishers, although they were spreading Christianity, still outwardly they were neutral about religious affairs. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur prepared, the Britishers are good. They do not interfere with our religion. So the idea is India, it may say primitive or whatever, they wanted to make progress of the soul. They did not care who is ruling. So whatever tax is due, we shall pay. Let us do our own thing. That was India. They never thought in terms of nationalism. That was never educated. They were never educated. Nationalism was unknown to India. They never thought.
Probably Muslims sit here and do so much damage to the Vedic culture. Why did Krishna allow the Muslims to enter and do so much damage?
Krishna is your father's servant. If you do something wrong, and Krishna has to take it. Is your Krishna your father's servant? That's why you ask this question. If you allow somebody to cut your hair, has Krishna to come to save you? Why do you ask this nonsense question? You are Krishna Prabhu. Somehow Hanusaga do this. If you cut your own hair, what Krishna can do? In the same term, nationalism, as Vedic culture is Krishna's nationalism. Your disease is there. Why Krishna will come to save the Vedic culture? What business is that? If you are spoiling it, then why Krishna will come? Why? And suffer. The same question in a different way. Why India? Why Krishna? As if Krishna is India. Krishna is India. Then why do you ask this question? That Krishna will come to save India's culture.
It's the Indian culture, it's the Vedic culture, Krishna's culture.
Vedic culture he has given. Bhagavad Gita. Why don't you accept it? You don't accept them, Rama. He has given it in his instruction. The government gives you the law. Now, when you violate, the government will come to stop you. You violate and suffer. Why do you expect that when I violate the laws, the government men will come and stop? Why do you expect that? The government can give you the law of war. Concerned man. Do accordingly, he'll be happy. But if you don't, yes, the government man is not coming to stop you, to rule and suffer. Krishna says, whenever there is discrepancy, I come. That is terror, not for India. Vedic culture is not for India. It is for everyone.
It's just that people have taken India as a model of our philosophy. And sometimes
that is just that philosophy. That is a fact.
India is practical.
India was practically following the Vedic culture. But now they have given up. So what Krishna can do? They have been victimized. So if you give up your own culture,
But this propaganda is going on even here, that anything which is Indian is inferior, and anything which is European is good.
Yes, yeah, that is the propaganda, always going on. That I already expressed.
Yes.
That this was the propaganda of the British. Anything Indian is bad. If they wanted to stop all Rathajatra in London, as soon as they saw that it is becoming popular, even in India, the government does not the Krishna consciousness movement so go ahead. It is the demonic principle. Krishna should be cut down. That is the way of demonic civilization. Stop Krishna consciousness. Now we are preaching no illicit sex, no intoxication, no meat eating. Do you think people like it? Everyone is against this movement. So who is coming to save us? Nobody is coming. Krishna is saving. Otherwise it would have been stopped long, long ago. I was thinking that as soon as I shall propose all these things, immediately these American people will ask me to go back home. You shall go back to Godhead, you go back to India. There is Krishna's kindness that you, a few boys, have accepted this principle. Otherwise, who likes this? Nobody likes it. Nobody likes it. Lord Jethlan gladly said, no, oh, it is impossible. This is the life and soul of the modern civilization. This is the advertisement, sex. There is sex. Who would like our Mumbai? Nobody likes. What does this picture mean? Sex.
Yes.
That's all. So many advertising, wine advertising, meat eating, gambling, everything. The modern life is going on the basis of this fourth principle of simple life. And we want to stop it, nobody likes it. Still, we are selling so many books and people are hearing us. Why the scientist does not make chemical composition, eh?
Huh?
What is their answer?
They say that life is made of organic compounds.
That's all right. You combine them. That's why you say nonsense. What is the answer?
Well, if we take these organic compounds and mix them together, at the smallest level,
maybe
we can build up these compounds and make some kind of life.
Yes, make this chicken. You require so many chicken. Why do you take the eggs from other chicken you found? Make it.
I don't think the scientists have ever been asked to make an egg before.
Cheating. And taking huge stomach money. Not that.
Hare Krishna. They may say, what is the use of creating an egg? What is the use of creating an egg?
You crack so many eggs.
Well, the chickens are already doing that. We're doing things that nature can't
do. No, our point is that you want to create life. The first of all, begin this. Create chicken. And then we shall think of other important reasons. Point is that in order to produce life, you have to take another life, a sister. You cannot, as you say, that life is made of matter. That is not the fact. Life is made of life. So you are taking the egg from another life. And in the egg there is life. That you do not. Sometimes they take it as egg is vegetable. No, what is that?
Well, the egg is not fertilized, so it's not yet a chicken. Just an egg.
So that's all right. It is lump of matter. So you take a lump of matter and fertilize the leg.
The argument is that the scientists are claiming they can do so many big things, but they can't even manufacture one egg.
Yes.
One egg.
And these rascals are talking very big words. That has to be stopped. But don't talk nonsense. And bluff people and take high salary. Simply cheating. Don't cheat anything. Agreed that he cannot do anything, he simply bluff, just that is it.
Well, with all our research, we're finding cures to so many diseases. With our research.
That you nonsense is one thing, when no disease is stopped, you futile attempt.
But 20 years ago, there was so much smallpox everywhere, but now
Smallpox, but you have increased cancer. What is it?
Now we are finding a cure for that also.
Yes, I'm gone walking like ass. Without any. Even if you had the medicine part. Disease. If you cannot stop disease, you cannot stop death.
Well, man's duration of life is getting longer.
That's
just like in the 14 or 1500s, people only lived to be about 40 or 50 years old. And now they're living so long.
They're living on 25 years. In India, the average is 35 or 25. After all, you are going to God. That you cannot check. Namaskar. Kal to aap log aaye nahi.
Kal
I am very good scientist. They say that light is made out of chemicals. Now you just try to make light by combination of chemicals and fertilize it. Why they cannot do it? So many things, simply people are being bluffed and they are kept in ignorance and they are flourishing at the expense of these lectures. That is right.
Yes.
There is no real knowledge.
No, they cash in on the ignorance of the people.
That's right.
Swamiji, jo havan karta hai, to cheat everybody, I mean, get all the members and live on them.
Well,
where does it have place in Krishna consciousness?
Omkar is... Omkar is sound representation of Krishna. One who is unable to chant Krishna, for them Omkar. Because there are many engaged persons, they won't chant Krishna.
Hmm.
Therefore, Krishna is giving them Omkar.
And the swastika?
Pranava, sarva-vedesha. He said in the Bhagavad Gita. Rato-hamma sutantaya, prabhasana sadhisudaya, pranava sarva-vedesha. Parishita is also there, Vedic mark. Especially for the impersonalists. But we take direct, beautiful Krishna and also.
When did civilization begin? Well, the first men, they were uncivilized. Then by a little bit of intelligence, they developed different types of tools. They developed different types of tools and weapons. When they have no data.
Therefore, his civilization so much. The standard of civilization this much. no tree, even a small tree, is considered the man came from it. So why man is not coming now from it?
It only happens once, and that is enough to start the whole thing.
Only once?
It has to happen
at least
twice.
There's another skill, huh? We see if flowers and fruits are coming every sin. Why once? This dogmatic we have to accept.
Well,
our experience is that when it's by nature's grace, we find the same flower is coming again in the same season.
Well, actually Darwin said that there's a missing link.
You rascally say that. What is that missing link? Simply, I am breathing and it is going on in the name of time. You see the pun? Simply misleading, and people are so rascal, the civilized man so far, is accepting a great theory.
Accepting?
This Darwin theory is very big. Invention or discovered. Simply, child is rational. There is no reason, there is no sense. Man came from monkey, why not coming now? Stop once. So what kind of man? Then?
First, it was very primitive man. They think that he resembled the monkeys very much.
So when there are in Africa, these men, they resemble that because the
gorilla.
Gorilla. So these men are still existing. But why from gorilla? They do not come?
They don't come from the gorilla.
Africans, I have seen, they look like gorilla. So, why now from gorilla? The African or any black man is not coming. Then the question is, the black man has got experience, black man come. And what when the white man come? Is there any white gorilla?
No.
And white man, how did he come?
Well, sometimes there's a freak of nature and the pigments that are...
Simply, it is for Darwin, sometimes. To support his rascalda, nature has to serve him sometimes. You see? We have to believe. Nature's law is the same, symmetrical. Nature is not obliged to serve Mr. Darwin, a rascal. Sometimes, he said, sometimes he did, and he knew it all. And what he means? We have to believe. Sometimes it was done, and it was revealed to God. How he came to know? Nobody could understand, only Darwin could understand. There was no
other. You use the same argument against us, though. That
huh?
They use the same argument against us that so few people can understand God.
No, we don't say like that. We say that God first spoke to Sun God, and Sun God spoke to His Son. Mano spoke to Ikaku, Ikaku spoke to His Son, and this way. We don't say that God spoke to me. Even parampara apart, that is quite reasonable. God said to Brahma, and the Brahma said to Nara, Nara said to Vyasa, Vyasa said to others, and this is our reason. If my father said to my forefather, my forefather said to my father, or my grandfather, and the same news is coming in family way, but why is it wrong? You don't say Darwin simply knew it. No, I don't say. Even parampara. You are a rascal number one. All these scientists, the so-called scientists.
So how can we prove Krishna scientists?
After all, let them prove their theory. Then we shall prove ours. We are proving. We have got our own way. But why? They are speaking all this nonsense. First of all, let them prove that he is genuine. Then our turn next. Easy. Krishna said to Sun God, and Sun God said to his son, like that. Where is the difference? Again, Krishna says, now it is mismanaged, it is lost. So I am saying again to you also. So what was Arjuna understood? We are understanding the same. How Arjuna understood it? That is written in the Bhagavad Gita. Where is it? How are we understood? But you jump over, there is link, there once only from monkey came, or what is this nonsense? We have to believe this. Has it any sense? And because Mr. Darwin is speaking, we have to accept it.
Well, certain changes take place, just like when it's very hot. If you're in a hot climate all the time,
that's
you're corrupted.
This is that.
Well, if you take that further, all of these changes can mount up to
The nature is working symmetrically, all of this. The sun is rising in the morning. What is going on? For millions of years.
Gradually the change
takes
place.
No. What change is that?
First the hair is so long.
In the morning the sun rises on the eastern side. That is going on. What changes that? This flower, seasonal flower. Now, seasonal changes, winter, summer, spring, everything is going on symmetrically. There is no change. Because it is going on symmetrically, therefore we can say that next February will be a very nice season here. Why? Because you have not experienced last February. So we are certain the same thing will happen in the next February. Therefore we can say. There is no such thing. Nature's way. Pagita Kriyamanani Gunani Parmani. It is very symmetrical. Everything is going on nicely. Nature's way.
One of the strong points of Darwin's theory.
I don't find simply foolishness.
But they
argue. As can foolish like you will believe.
What? They argue that 5,000 years ago they have no history. So they think that before that time.
They think.
Civilization. Therefore, like monkeys.
They think. That is their. We don't think. We have got millions of years history. Why we shall think with them? It is a curse. They may think, the rascal, the child may think like something, but the elderly man would not think like that. Because they are thinking like that, we have to think with them.
No.
Yeah? Because the rascals are thinking in some way, we have to believe them. First of all, let them prove that they are sane men. They are all insane rascals. Why shall I take their word? We are taking words from Krishna. We accept them, the Supreme, by all the acharyas, all the great sages. Why should I go to this rascal diamond? We are not so good. We cannot accept.
From the Bible, it's just some story. The Bible is just some story. Why
can
we believe that all of a sudden there was...
The Bible is not authorized. Because it was compiled after Jesus Christ finished.
No, the Bible was there all the time. The Old Testament
has been
there for
thousands of years. The Old Testament, what is going on Bible?
That Genesis
meditation.
Well, that is another story. Why should we believe?
Huh?
There's nothing else to believe. Why not believe in John?
No. But you are not believing in Bible. Bible is the same. That is, half two square. Nobody will believe. So one point is sufficient. That is not perfect. One point is
sufficient.
Yes, they say, for one is a believe that.
Probably that.
But it's fall down. If you go very fast, fall down. That's why it's bad things. Bible is so many. I've been proved not surprised. That's why Bible is not surprised.
So we had this religion, and everybody
was saying that this is the correct way, this is the policy. So everybody knew this was nonsense. Mm-hmm. So Darwin is very scientific, he accepted science. What is that time? He said, by chance, once, nature. That is not science. Don't find nature's way by chance. No. As soon as you talk something nonsense, hold your whole statement will be accepted. Because you are nonsense. What is the value of your statement? This is our question. Once you say something nonsense, you are wholesale. That is ours. You cannot say, I'm sorry, it was incorrect. No. That is not enough. Then your whole statement is different. This is our.
Scientists are always saying that.
Yeah.
They're always saying that.
Yeah,
we are not. Last year we made a mistake. Now it's all right.
Now we advance. And what is the guarantee that this is our life? We'll advance again. That means you are always incorrect.
People always think that it's only getting better.
Therefore, they are rascals. This is called Maya. They remain rascals till they think that they are advanced.
Nobody thinks about that. Nobody.
Yeah, but everyone is rascal, how you think? You say, Mura. Oh, let's say.
But when the early scientists, they were analyzing the body. They tried to find the soul. They would look for the soul in different parts of the body. They couldn't find it with their microscopes.
That's all right. That is he's a skill. The soul is there. Then find out what is the missing point of a dead man. There is no soul. Something is missing.
Well, actually, they pinned it down to a little bit of a molecule that brings it down.
That's how it brings that molecule.
They're working on it.
Huh? Okay, then what? This is that.
Now they're inventing these different DNA and RNA molecules to change people by injecting them with these different things before they're born, making new people.
That is not very difficult thing. If you make some vegetables, if you add more sugar, it becomes sweet. If you add more salt, it becomes salty. That you can do. That is not very difficult. Our question is, where from the light comes? That is it. So they do not give any answer to this. That is their reason. What is that light? They say, light develops from chemicals. Now, this, by chemical combination, met and one egg, and give it to the fermenting machine. What is a fermenting machine? That was heating machine.
The incubator.
Put it there. Then we can accept your time. Why don't you do that? Then your all theories are useless.
It seems more practical to make a computer than to make an egg.
Whatever it may be, and from that egg, it gets chicken. Then I shall accept that you are scientist. Otherwise, you are just talking on madman's proposal. Please, ask them. Write in the paper. The Prabhupada was sitting like that, challenged to the scientist. Is there any scientist who can make an egg which is put in the incubator and gradually it comes?
They will think we are completely crazy.
Huh?
They will think we are
crazy. Then we'll kick on their head and then know the rest of it. Is it crazy or is it crazy?
But who wants to make eggs?
Huh?
Who wants to make
eggs? No, it is an experiment. You say light comes from chemicals. Light comes from chemical combination. Make an egg and do it. Begin from this. Then we shall see others. This is very easy. You have already analyzed the yellow portion of the egg, the white portion of the egg. This outer plastering can be done. Nowadays there is
plastic.
We can be done.
Make a chicken.
Make a chicken or so many birds? Not chicken. Make a sparrow. Do something. Why is it misled by them? This action. Challenge. Challenge and public that these rascals are misleading. Don't accept them. They're simply misleading.
Well, they're the best you have. They're the best we have. We have somebody who else is going to take care of us.
No, at least we describe them to challenge. They cannot give answer. This should be proved. Then they will be proved that they are rascals.
all scientific trade seems to be settling down anyway. Dying down.
It must die. The science is that means now what we can do. We are blocked in so many ways. Now what is the next blocking? The last blocking was that going to the moon planet and everything is failed. Then what is next blocking? That is the problem. How to see that big, big force?
Nothing left to do.
The finish. All that theory. Still they could not do anything. This is their position. Carrying is all kind of a black. This oil is taken as the button.
They say it's very healthy for you.
They will say.
Doesn't have all those cholesterol.
As they will say. They will say. They will present anything nonsense in flower exams and people will be sick.
Americans can't stand butter and ghee when you cook it in ghee. When you cook in these pure things like you, they become very upset.
Because meat eaters.
It's not as pure.
Meat eaters cannot digest food. Therefore, in America, all of a sudden change of diet in oil, their stomach become upset. This guy is animal, the dogs. They cannot eat the beef in forest.
They can't take it.
They can't take it. So this meat eaters like dogs. They cannot digest.
Our philosophy, how did man come about? They'll ask us, what is our philosophy, how man came about?
Man came from man. The first man is Brahma, from him came. And Brahma came from Narayana, Vishnu. Brahma appeared from Vishnu.
So the first created being was a man.
Yes, Brahma.
Even before the
first man.
Even before the plant.
Huh?
Even before the plant.
Yes, because man can create.
That means Genesis in the Bible is wrong because they say that first there were plants and then trees, then after man.
No, first
there
were a man.
But they say that Adam and Eve.
But they say first that the plants and the fish and the trees and the birds.
Then Adam and
Eve. Then it. That after creating so many things, the plants and the trees, God was
Brahma, so Brahma, when he was created, he was in darkness. He could not see. What should he do? What am I? Then he tapasya, meditation, then he was given intelligence, then there
it is. It seems that the Christian's idea of God is our idea of Brahma. Their God is like Brahma. He's just the creator.
What is their idea?
Their idea is that in the beginning there was darkness. So God created the light. Then he created the different heavenly planets.
That
the oceans and the inanimate things.
And then
it's like Brahma. And their heaven and hell is like the upper and lower center. It's all a little bit of knowledge.
They touch maybe, but they basic.
They say that
God created.
God created.
So that is we also say God created Brahma.
Then they say that woman was created from a rib of Adam.
That is your answer. That is your answer. First question. Created from God, so that is accepted. The description may be a little different than man. But God is the origin of all creation. If that is accepted, it is fine.
We also have this Noah and his ark for all
the earth. It's like a mudshot. Mm-hmm. So, that is acceptable. Vision may be a little different, doesn't it? As God is the origin, Vedanta Sutra also says, Janma Sutra, that absolute truth is that from where everything. And the Bible it is saying God created this earth. So there is acceptable. Then Darwin says that all of a sudden a man appeared. Where from it came out? What is the first creation according to Darwin?
It's a very small microbe. And then they develop many cells out of the fetus and then they...
Yeah, how this microbe was created?
Spontaneous generation.
Spontaneous?
Generation.
It is known to you only, Mr. Darwin. You are the only intelligent man who could understand. And you are talking so foolish, and you still have to accept it.